You're listening to KALW, San Francisco Bay Area. I'm Kevin Vance with a regional news update. California will expand workers' compensation to people across a range of industries if they have contracted COVID-19. Scott Rodd has more.
Eligible workers include those on the front lines of the coronavirus response, such as nurses and doctors. Governor Gavin Newsom says it also covers those who have continued to work through the pandemic, including grocery store clerks and farmers.
This is a way of providing support to our critical workers that are essential in our capacity, not only to meet the needs of people today, but as we begin to enter into this new phase and start to reopen our economy.
The benefits will be retroactive. If a worker reported for a shift as early as March 19th and contracted the virus, they are eligible. The benefits are also available to workers who test positive in the next 60 days. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
That story came to us from our partners at Capital Public Radio News. A new COVID-19 test site opened in East Oakland yesterday. KALW's Imran Ali Mullik has more.
The new drive-by clinic is located at the Roots Community Health Center in Deep East Oakland. There are currently 30 test sites in Alameda County, but until now they have been exclusive to first responders, insurance networks, or the homeless population. This is the first site in Alameda County open to anyone who wants to be tested, and it's free. The clinic is the result of a partnership between Roots, the City of Oakland, and the nonprofit CORE, the Community Organized Relief Effort. They plan to open a second site soon in East Oakland. The new drive-by clinic uses Verily, a platform created by Google's parent company Alphabet. Anyone who wants to be tested can make an account, schedule a free appointment, and bring their ID. Established Roots patients can simply walk up and be tested. According to local news site Berkeleyside, Roots CEO says that East Oakland's communities can feel distrustful of institutions. But since they started 12 years ago, Roots has become very trusted in the community. The clinic is open on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Roots Community Health Center on International Boulevard. In Oakland, I'm Imran Ali Mullik, KALW News.
Californians are breathing cleaner air due to the stay-at-home orders, but it could go away as fast as it cleared up. Ezra David Romero reports some scientists say it doesn't have to.
Californians are driving about 75% fewer miles since before the pandemic began, says Fraser Schilling. He's the director of the UC Davis Road Ecology Center.
It's painful to do this, right? To drive less and have less economic activity. But when we drive less, and when we work at home, we can start to meet these climate change goals.
If this keeps up for a year, he says it would achieve half of the state's 2050 goal. That plan is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% from 1990 levels. Yifeng Zhu is part of a group of UCLA researchers that want California to reduce human-caused emissions to zero by 2050.
California, since it's been a leader, we think there is a room for California to achieve that goal ahead of the game.
Their models show that by 2050, the savings from curbing emissions will exceed the cost by more than $100 billion. And Zhu says the plan could result in 14,000 fewer deaths annually from air pollution-related illnesses. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.